Chapter 6, Audio Guide to the Auditorium. This chapter will guide you through the New Vic Auditorium. It will give you an overall description of the space and stage, as well as practical information such as seating layout, seat rows and numbering, as well as staff who are on hand to assist. We have a committed front of house team that are there to help you during your visit. Our attendants are dressed in black and wear name badges. They are on hand to offer assistance in the front of house areas and as you enter the auditorium. If you require any assistance during the interval to get drinks, ice creams, or to fetch water for your guide dog, please speak to one of our team, ideally before the performance begins, and they will be ready to help you during the interval. The nearest door and aisle to access your seat is printed on your ticket. When you enter the auditorium, our front of house team will greet you and direct you to your seat. If you have specifically booked tickets for one of our audio described performances, you will most likely be sitting in a particular area of the auditorium. We will now describe the auditorium as if you are seated in that location. Thinking of a clock face, with the stage in front of you, you are positioned at 6 o'clock. The circular shaped auditorium is an intimate in the round space and seats 595 people across two levels, the stalls and the balcony. The entire auditorium is decorated in neutral colours. The pillars and walls of the promenade, a circular walkway which surrounds the bank of seats, are decorated with an aged wood effect grey concrete. The seats are fold down style and are upholstered with a grey blue fabric with wooden armrests. There are red accents throughout the space, even incorporating wooden slatted acoustic boards, which are located along the back row of the stalls and on the front of the balcony. There are also three evenly spaced entrances, which open out directly onto stage level, with tiered seats rising up from there. Two of these entrances are used by both audience members and actors, and the third, slightly larger entrance is for the actors only. Thinking of a clock face, if the actors only entrance is positioned at 12 o'clock, then the other entrances are at 4 and 8 o'clock. These entrances are accessed from doors 3 and 4. For some productions, the first row, row A, is actually on stage, offering anyone who sits there a very up-close and personal experience. The stage is made of black wooden planking, but each performance will have its own bespoke flooring laid over the top. For certain productions, audience members may be seated on three sides only. When entering our auditorium from our upstairs cafe or bar via doors 1 and 2, audience members proceed around the promenade, then down one of the aisles to their seat. Both our control box, which is located opposite you at balcony level, where some members of our sound and lighting team sit during performances, and our lighting grid, which features walkways that can be accessed by our technical team, approximately 7.5 metres above the stage, are in full view of the audience. The lighting grid can also be used to stow or suspend certain props or items of set. Stage lighting is secured to the grid, as well as from a black tubular bar which runs around the front of the balcony. I shall now describe the layout of the auditorium seating and aisles. In the stalls are 7 rows of tiered seats. These are rows A to G and are accessed by 5 stepped aisles which rise all around the circular stage. Above this is a balcony with 2 rows, in the same colour and style as the stalls. Again, thinking of a clock face, if you are positioned at 6 o'clock at the top of the aisle on the promenade, the aisle stairway is laid out as follows. There is 1 step down to row G, 3 steps down to row F, and a further 2 steps per row all the way down to row A at stage level. Each row has a small landing between the steps for access into the seats. Please note that the steps vary in depth, alternating between a standard stair depth and a deeper tread. If you are accessing your seat from doors 3 and 4, you will enter onto the stage up a shallow ramped entrance to row A and ascend a stairway to reach your seats. All boxes are on row G and accessible from the promenade, except boxes 3 and 15, which are only accessible from row F. If you have seats located here and would like some assistance, please speak to a member of our front of house team. Seat numbers are located at the top of the backrest of each seat, with numbers increasing in a clockwise direction. From the aisle at 6 o'clock, this would mean that seat number one was on the left of the aisle, with the higher numbers to the right. Wheelchair spaces are located in rows A and G. Although they should be propped open before a performance, please note that there are several doors located around the promenade. The balcony is accessed via stairs that are also located along the promenade. Each flight has 15 steps up to balcony level, and there are handrails to guide you. The balcony consists of two rows of fold-down style seats. Row J is slightly higher than row H, and you'll need to use the footrest to raise yourself into your seat, as row J seats are quite high off the floor compared to other seats. There is a handrail that runs around the front of the balcony, accented in the same red as elsewhere in the auditorium. If seated here, you may need to lean forward a little to view the full stage. Please be aware that the bars of the balcony can interfere with the AD headset signal. This can also happen if you place your hand over the front of the headset. We hope that this guide has given you an understanding of how the new Vic is laid out and what services we provide to assist your visit, whether it's to attend a performance, a meeting, or simply to pop into our cafe. However, if you're still concerned about anything and would like to come in for a pre-visit, a member of our team will be happy to show you around. Please contact our box office prior to visiting so we can arrange for someone to be on hand for your familiarisation tour. Our box office can be reached on 01782 717 962. We look forward to welcoming you to the New Vic Theatre and hope your experience is an enjoyable one. We pride ourselves on access and inclusion.